This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So there is a diabetic drug that everybody is saying is going to be a major, major game changer because of its ability to cut weight by 20%. Now, this is not anything, I don't want to say this is like a miracle drug, because this class of medication has kind of been around. I mean, this is something that we've seen before. But it's a once-a-week shot that, alongside diet and exercise, could also be used not only for diabetes, but as an obesity treatment. And we really don't have a lot of successful long-term obesity treatments. And the drug works by mimicking hormones in the body that kind of help you feel full and satisfied, so you hopefully don't eat as much. Now, keep in mind, that'll help those people who will listen to their brains and will not eat as much. Many of us still eat when we're not hungry. So that's something that is a huge factor. I'll eat when I'm not hungry. I used to not. But when you're in medical school and then training, if you have 5 minutes to eat, that's going to be your only time to eat, so you eat. I guess like the military is like that too. When it's time for mess hall, you eat, and, you know, I save the calories. And so if there's a period of time where I'm able to eat, I'm like, well, I better eat now because I'm not going to have a chance to eat later. And so you almost train yourself to eat and take in food even though you're not hungry. When we really need to retrain ourselves to, if I'm not hungry, not eat. So researchers looked at 2,500 overweight and obese people who did not have diabetes into four groups. They were given one of three doses of tirzepatide, 5 milligram, 10 milligram, 15 milligrams, or placebo. They said more than half of the participants in the highest dose group lost 20% of their body weight by the end of the trial. So if you weigh 200 pounds, you lost 40. They said this is crucial because experts say most obese people need to lose between 15 and 20% of their weight in order to get meaningful health benefits. Now, this was published in the New England Journal of Medicine and reported by Daily Mail. Also reported by The Guardian, Yale University's Dr. Anaya Jastreboff, lead author, told The Guardian, "We should treat obesity as we treat any chronic disease, with effective and safe approaches which target underlying disease mechanisms, and these results underscore that tirzepatide may be doing that." Dr. Simon Cork, a senior lecturer in physiology at Angela Ruskin University, or Anglia Ruskin, says these drugs are game-changing for the obesity field, but they will only work for as long as the drug is being taken. So that was the next issue I wanted to bring up. When we try to fight obesity, okay, the mistakes we make is we do things with a lot of power, maybe a lot of efficacy, but we don't keep it up. Sometimes it's because we can't. I used to go to the gym, work out an hour or two a day. I don't have time to do that, so I gained weight. If I could work out at the gym an hour or two a day, I might start getting the results, but I can't keep it up. My hips, my back, I'm getting older, my knees. So I can't even do the running that I used to run. I can't do a lot of the activities I could do. So I don't have that longevity. Same thing with some of you that'll diet and do the growth hormone diet or the Atkins diet or the modified South Beach or the intermittent fasting if you can't keep that up, the weight comes right back. I've seen people who have had the gastric sleeve procedure done, where they have part of their stomach removed, and they gain the weight back. Unless you completely change the way you think, the way you do things, and you are able to mimic that long term, the weight will always come back. And so with something like this, the once a week injection, that sounds like I'd get a shot once a week. But, you know, how much is it? What if your insurance doesn't cover it? Let me log in here. Let me find out how much this is, okay? I apologize. Let me see. If you know what, if I get it all, oh, here we go. It's $1,000 for a 4-week course. So $12,000 a year. Now, honestly, you know, if I could be skinny for $12,000 a year, look at the money people spend on plastic surgery. But, you know, what if there's a shortage? What if we go to war with China? And the medication, let's say, is made in China, most of it. What if there's a shortage? They say up to a third of people who took it suffered side effects like vomiting, diarrhea. They said it's unclear if people's weight will rebound once they stop taking it. So if you can't tolerate the nausea, the vomiting, if, let's say, something else seems to be going on with your body, and there's a, like, you know, I told you if you have liver disease or kidney disease, we have to be very careful with certain medications. Sometimes you can't be on the long term, or we have to change the dosing. So the medication is called a glucagon-like peptide 1, GLP-1. They are receptor agonists, and they've been in use for a while for type 2, and they basically, if you take them in diabetes with metformin, they mimic naturally occurring hormones involved in digestion, help patients kind of feel like their appetite is curbed, stimulate the body to use up more sugar. And these GLP receptor agonists, there's a bunch of them, and we found that people would lose weight on them. Have I seen somebody lose 40, 50 pounds? Not really. Because, again, if they're not going to alter the way they eat, if they're not going to do the whole thing, and the funny thing is if somebody could, you know, drink 8 to 9 glasses of water a day, avoid fats, avoid sugars, exercise well, maybe they don't need the medicine. So when people are like, well, I need the medicine because I can't stick to the diet, they're probably going to gain the weight. But this is exciting and one of the best results yet we've seen with that class of medication. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
For tuning in, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, you know, topic keeps coming up. Are people coming to the U.S.? Are there caravans? And it seems like we have the next caravan. Being publicized, it's about 15,000 migrants, we're being told now, are heading through Mexico towards the U.S. border. And even though Title 42 was supposed to expire, a federal judge kept it in place. And I know everybody's kind of mixed. Everybody's right and everybody's wrong, you know, when you look at the definition. You know, Title 42 was put in place to prevent people who could be ill or during a public health crisis from tipping our public health scale to one side or another. And so Title 42 is something that gets used from a CDC or a public health standpoint. But because we didn't have a wall, we didn't have
enough border patrols. We didn't have a process at the border that could manage the thousands upon thousands of people coming. Title 42 allowed the Trump administration and even the Biden administration some reprieve until Border Patrol and the wall could be built, or there could be some sort of ways to manage people coming in. And it also made a public statement of, look, we have this law in place. You're going to be turned down. We have a public health crisis. Well, as COVID is becoming less of a crisis, to some people it's still the biggest crisis out there. To others, they're like, can we please move on? There's been calls that, all right, well, then if it's not a crisis, let's let, you know, people come in. And so Title 42 was supposed to end on May 23rd, but a federal judge in Louisiana granted an injunction that prevented the government from ending the policy. So for those people saying, look, you know, this should not be used. It's a public health issue. They're not wrong. It's just, it's one of the very few things that Border Patrol agents can use to manage this surge of migrants coming. And so we need a better immigration policy. We can't be relying on Title 42. You know, we can't have the CDC be the ones to determine how we protect our borders and how we help a already understaffed and overworked line that's trying to protect the border and prevent cartels from coming in, drugs, criminals, guns, things like that. So Title 42 should not be used in that, but it's all they got. So I understand why it's, you know, I mean, if somebody asks what side I'm on the side of we need a better immigration policy. I come from, you know, my father was an immigrant, so I'm a first-generation American on my father's side, and I believe that America was built by immigrants, and we should have a policy, but it should be a policy for legal immigration. It can't be what it is now, where people are sneaking through, and border agents are dying, trying to save them from drowning, and I mean, you know, these are the ports of entry. These are where you come in. Coming in anywhere else could hurt, could put you at risk. You won't get through. There's a wall. If you come through these ports, there we're going to try to process you. We're going to vet you. And it's for the safety of not only you, but the American public. But we just aren't, we're not putting that time, that attention. So now we have a caravan expecting, actually it's about 11,000 now. It's going to swell up to 15,000. Migrants from Venezuela, Cuba, Nicaragua, and they're coming not only, you know, from people from Mexico, we're hearing people from China, Ukraine. On Monday, Mexican President Manuel Lopez Obrador confirmed that he would not be attending the gathering in protest because leaders from Cuba, Nicaragua, and Venezuela have not been invited. And the caravan is making its way. And people are very well aware of Title 42. They're very well aware of the laws. They're very well aware of the more open border sort of sentiment that the Biden administration has. So, yeah, people are coming. And, you know, I get it. People are trying to flee and escape their current situation. But there's only so much America can do. And is America fit right now to take people in? Do we have the, you know, I mean, are they going to pay taxes? Are they going to, you know, get jobs? Do we have the law enforcement to, you know, protect against crime? To, you know, deal with, I mean, this is an opportunity. Sadly, there's innocent people in these caravans, but is it an opportunity for wolves in sheep clothing? And that is why the government has to vet each and every one. As we spoke about with Afghanistan refugees, there are many people without a lick of crime in their record, but their families are held hostage, and they're sent here to by terrorists to do what they say. You know, you can pass through a vetting process, but how do you know you're not, you know, that person's not going to be doing things under duress? So these are things that, sadly, the Border Patrol have to always watch out for, in addition to health issues. I mean, I don't know how Ellis Island did it. There were long, 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 long lines. And if you were sick, you didn't come in.
You know, and if you didn't have a job, if you didn't have a sponsor, if you didn't have money, if you didn't have already a place to work. And so our attitude has changed, going, oh, it's okay. Just we'll find something for you. We'll give you money. We'll give you food. That only goes so far. I mean, especially when we have a high homeless population and we have children that are starving and they're underfed. Even though we have the CHIP program and all that, we still have an underfed population. So they say migrants in the caravan are coming from Haiti, Guatemala, Honduras, El Salvador, India, Bangladesh, some African countries. There's supposed to be a conference happening in Los Angeles that I believe the Biden administration, Biden is going to be at. And he is going to also, interestingly, Biden's going to make a deal with Spain to resettle refugees from the Western Hemisphere who continue to flood into the U.S. The pledge from Spain is coupled with Canada, significantly expanding its refugee commitment in the region, according to an internal planning document reviewed by Axios, and could help the U.S. deal with the prevailing migrant crisis at the southern border. Who pays for that travel? I mean, we're already, you know, sending I get it. It's not very simple to just say, don't come. Don't come. But if we're giving people false hope, and some of them are in areas where they are safe and they're just looking for a better life, I get that they want to come to America, and I want to help as many people as possible. But, you know, there has to be, one is, we need to figure out why these countries aren't taking care of their own. Why is it on us to take care of those from India and Guatemala and, like Ukraine? You know what, you know, Ukraine should not be under assault by Russia right now. Where's the UN? Why is it on America? So I think it's nice that Spain will take migrants. I don't know how many thousands they could take. I don't know how much that's going to cost. And then what's their process going to be if they're like, no, you're ill. And then in terms of, you know, disease, you know, we hope that many of these people are healthy and they're strong. And, you know, if not, we'll do our best in America to help them. But do we have enough healthcare facilities? Does it also change some of the makeup of some of the, you know, public health issues? There was, I forget the term for it, that we see with migration, where health issues could shift even though they're a healthy population. It's because there's certain things that they may, like, for example, multiple drug-resistant tuberculosis. They might be vaccinated for tuberculosis. But if they carry tuberculosis, and those of us, we are not vaccinated for tuberculosis. You know, are we going to see tuberculosis come up? Are we going to see more hepatitis? Are we going to see, you know, more issues? So, you know, I'm a fan of us helping people. I'm not a fan of there not being a choreography, a system. And when you see thousands, and I'm looking right now at a picture of thousands of migrants coming, and God bless them. I know they're putting their lives at stake to come to here. But, you know, being in masses, being in crowds, not having a place to live, being homeless, you know, who's taking them in? We're having a hell of a time trying to find families to take Ukrainian refugees. Do we have enough people to take in these refugees, and where do they go? 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices jumping another dime over the weekend. AAA finding the national average price for regular is up to $4.86 a gallon. That's a 25-cent a gallon bump over the past week. The price is over $5 a gallon in 9 states and the District of Columbia. As the pain at the pump continues, Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg reminds everyone on ABC News it's all the oil company's fault.
The price of gasoline is not set by a dial in the Oval Office. And when an oil company is deciding hour by hour how much to charge you for a gallon of gas, they're not calling the administration to ask what they should do. They're doing it based on their goal of maximizing their profit.
Elon Musk is threatening to end his deal to buy Twitter, accusing the company of not complying with his request for data on its spam and fake accounts. USA Radio News. The Supreme Court will be issuing decisions on topics such as abortion, immigration, and the Second Amendment rights this month. Appearing on Fox and Friends, Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee says the most controversial decisions are typically announced at the end of June.
The Supreme Court essentially always adjourns by the end of June, and so I suspect the latest we could see a decision would be June 30th, which this year falls on a Thursday, could easily be that day. But in theory, it could also be as soon as today.
Russian rockets struck Kyiv for the first time in more than a month on Sunday. Ukraine saying the strike hit a rail car repair works. Moscow claims its missiles destroyed tanks Eastern European countries had sent to Ukrainian forces. This attack on Kyiv was the first big strike since late April when a Russian missile killed a journalist. As of 9 a.m. Eastern Time, President Biden has nothing on his public schedule for Monday. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALY, 1-877-DOCDALY. So while we're hurting at the gas pump, while we're hurting at the grocery store, hubby went grocery shopping yesterday, you know, to get food for the next few nights. I don't know if it's going to last for the week, you know, cooking some meals, getting some breakfast type stuff, you know, maybe some extra waters. He said he didn't walk out of there spending less than $175. And that we usually we could get out of there under 100. And still, that's a lot. It's a lot of money. Gas pump, it's ridiculous. I don't even want to tell you how much it takes to fill our truck, our cars and trucks. So, you know, we're spending a lot. The last thing we want to hear about is we're going to have to spend more. That our taxes are going to go up. Or we're going to have to, you know, figure out how to find more money to do all the things that the government wants to do. Well, I don't think now is the time, but some people think it's perfectly the time
to write off college debt. And so the debate is starting to get more heated, going, well, you know, we're hurting. So write off the debt, write off the college debt. And other people are thinking, okay, well, wait a second. I wish I knew this years ago because I wouldn't have paid my student debt. And current students are like, should I just then borrow more if it's going to get written off? It's a very confusing concept, and we're not really getting a lot of clarity. I mean, my kid just finished bachelor's, and he did it on his own with, you know, we put money aside for college, and, you know, he worked, and he, you know, because that's how I did it. I didn't want to have to borrow for undergrad. But if you don't have to use your savings, you can borrow, and then it gets forgiven, who wouldn't be thinking about that? So there's been this push from the beginning. It was something that was touted during the Democratic primary that they wanted to write off, you know, student debt. I think Biden brought up maybe $10,000 for everybody. And other people thought it was just still a lot of money. To not have to pay 10 grand, that's huge. But, you know, some people want it all. And according to a CNBC, I believe it's a poll, they say, let me read what they wrote here. They say readers are saying cancel it all in terms of the debt or do nothing. They don't think the $10,000 in student loan forgiveness is going to do enough. So they say tens of millions of Americans are right now waiting anxiously for word from the Biden administration on what they're going to do. The White House was reported to be leaning towards a cancellation plan of $10,000 per borrower for those who earn less than $150,000. But Biden is getting pressure to do more. Chuck Schumer, according to CNBC, along with Senator Elizabeth Warren, have been pushing for him to give at least $50,000 off. The NAACP has also been vocal, they say, about how $10,000 wouldn't go nearly far enough for black student loan borrowers who carry an average balance of more than $50,000 a few years after graduating. Wisdom Cole, National Director for the Association's Youth and College Division, recently said on Twitter that nixing just $10,000 would be a slap in the face. They say at the same time, the idea of student debt forgiveness infuriates many Americans, including those who never borrowed for their education or went to college. So, it's amazing. And again, look, I don't disagree with it. I mean, look, I went to school at a different time. I borrowed the money. I borrowed as little as possible. You know, would I have done anything different? I love the schools I went to. I love the fact that I paid off what I owed. I'm fine with that. I mean, I have, you know, students I've taught. I want only good for them. So I don't hold any ill will for that. But as I said last week, this could lose some votes because for those people that just paid off their loans and scraped to come up with that remaining 10 grand, or it took them years to write off that 50 grand, to think that just like that, oh, you know what? It's done. And then you have to actually pay for that. You have to pay for other people's student loans. It could cost more. I think it could cost more votes than we think. Now, I mean, one push for people to go out there into the workforce is, okay, I got loans to pay. And so one thing I hear from students is, because I'm like, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do after you graduate? I got to find a job. I got to work. I got to pay off my student loans. But we have such a, in America right now, this landscape of, I don't want to work. I'm going to stay home. I want to find, you know, one thing about college debt is it makes you want to work. But my problem with college debt, and the reason why I'm mixed on this, is I don't think it should cost hundreds of thousands of dollars for somebody to go to medical school. I don't think it should cost hundreds of thousands of dollars for dental school or for a bachelor's or a master's. Or I don't understand how these colleges are charging that much. And so I would almost rather the administration do something to make college cheaper rather than saying, look, borrow, live on campus, live in the dorms, get the fancy meal plan, I'm going to write it off. See, I didn't borrow for food. I worked for my food. I worked at, you know, fast food, and because then the next question is, well, okay, what about the people who are currently borrowing? And then should they borrow more? Will anybody want to go to a state school if they could try to go to Ivy League or some of these colleges that cost a lot of money because they could take out the loans and it could written off? Writing off student debt, is it a one-time thing? What happens if people don't have the debt, but they're about to? Is this going to happen every 4 years? I mean, if it's going to be guaranteed, I'm going to tell everybody, go borrow. And yeah, live on campus. I mean, if it's a student loan that's going to get written off, why spend money on an apartment? It really causes a shift. How many people have joined the military because of its college guarantee and debt-free schooling? Many people will be like, well, I don't need to do that. So it is a little confusing, and I get it. These student loans stink, and I get it. You know, there's one, she's Kayla Wheeler, a 36-year-old, a partner at a law firm. She said, I'm an attorney who owes 125 grand in student loans. Now, did she pick a very highly prestigious law school? Did she go to a state law school? Did she, you know, my loans weren't that much because I worked during medical school and I went to a state school. And I was very, very grateful I could do that because I didn't want to borrow something I couldn't pay. So it's going to be tough. And again, I'm not saying I'm against it. I'm not saying I'm for it. But I think we need to, you know, push for a better way to do schooling such that it's not costing people hundreds of thousands of dollars, because it does burden somebody. And why should the government be spending that money? You know, it's very interesting. When I was growing up, you know, credit cards were starting to be more popular. And even though credit cards have been around, but my parents weren't really big on credit cards. I remember my father, and I'm like, well, Dad, I think I need to get a credit card when I move out. You know, and he's like, look, if you can't afford what you want to buy and you have to put on a credit card, then that means you can't afford it. Now, what I used to do is I got a credit card because I need to build credit. So I would put something I could afford on it and then pay it off that month so I could start building credit. But I rarely put something on a credit card I can't afford, because if I can't afford, I don't want to be in debt. If I can't afford it, I have no business buying it. And so we need to go back to, you know, you do work study, you could borrow money, you can get scholarships and make a package work. But I have some students that tell me, I'm going to apply here, here, here. And you know, nobody asks how expensive is the school. I go, how expensive is it? Oh, I'll just get loans. You know, a long time ago, you had to figure out how expensive it was. But if loans are going to get written off, who's to stop you from going to the fancy schmancy places? 1-877-DOC-DELI.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So not to be critical, but the one thing governments are really, really good at doing is wasting money. They waste and pee and flush and poop money like it's nothing. And it kills me because I come from a family whose they came from, either the Holocaust or the Depression. And so you finish the food on your plate. You don't waste anything. You don't buy something you don't need. I hate wasting money. I can't see anything go to waste. I can't stand that. And so one thing I was worried about with this whole COVID rollout is the waste of shots, the waste of vaccines, the demanding that people get the shot who don't want it when you have other countries that aren't, that don't have enough and that need it. Meanwhile, we're fighting over mandates and kicking people out of restaurants and schools and firing them from the hospital.
And I'm like, whoever doesn't want their shot, let them donate it to a foreign country. There are millions of people that don't agree with the mandates. Let other people get the shots. Maybe it'll help stop some of the curve of these new variants. No. The shots last. No, they don't. They expire. And when they expire, they got to get thrown out. Well, nobody believed me. Now we're being told by NBC News that at least 82.1 million vaccine doses from the start of the rollout, December 22 through mid-May, had to be discarded. Pharmacies, states, U.S. territories, federal agencies had to throw out 82.1 million. That could have helped save the lives of 82.1 million. One shot offers protection. They say this is just over 11% of the doses that the federal government distributed. According to the data for CDC, that's an increase from the 65 million doses the CDC told the press that had been wasted as of February. They say two retail pharmacy chains, CVS and Walmart, were responsible for over a quarter of the doses thrown away in the U.S. in that time period. They said in part due to the sheer volume of vaccine they handled. Five other pharmacies or dialysis centers, Health Mart, DaVita, Rite Aid, Publix, and Costco, wasted fewer overall doses, but a higher share. More than a quarter of the vaccine doses they received. Two states discarded more than a quarter of their doses. Oklahoma had to throw away 28% of the 4 million doses it received. Alaska threw away 27% of its 1 million doses, according to the CDC. They say the overall amount of waste is in line with World Health Organization estimates for large vaccination campaigns. Public health experts, though, are still saying the waste is alarming. When less than half of fully vaccinated Americans have a booster shot, which they say is critical to fight newer, more contagious virus strains. I'm a little mixed because I really think we need the new shot. I'm seeing people still get sick. You know, I want people to get the booster to protect themselves, but I'm not convinced that it fights the more contagious virus strains to the degree everybody's saying. So we wasted a lot. And I had said from the very beginning, if people don't want the flippin' shot, ship it right away to other countries. Get this shot into these vulnerable populations who do want it. No. I'd rather do the mandate. Americans need to get the shot. We need to reach herd immunity. You're not going to reach herd immunity. Herd immunity, at its core, we spoke about this, and I know you guys are sick of the term, but let's look at how we don't, why it wasn't achieved. Herd immunity is where you got a herd, and then you got the little baby vulnerable, you know, herdlings in the herd. And so the herd runs a ring around it, protecting, forms a ring, forms a little fortress around the babies, right? Such that if anything tries to come in, it could repel and save the babies. Now, that ring doesn't necessarily hurt the babies. They love the babies. So they're protecting the babies. So when you're talking about the COVID vaccine, they're like, well, herd immunity. You give everybody the vaccine, they're all immune, so the herd won't get infected. But if that mama sheep got vaccinated and is still carrying the virus, which vaccinated people do, and they go and check on the babies are exposed. There was no way the vaccine could give necessarily herd immunity because vaccinated people could still spread and get the virus. How many COVID patients have I had that have been double boosted, have had four shots? So whichever part of the herd they're protecting, they're exposing too. Those little inner babies are being coughed on with COVID, whether the mama has the vaccine or not. Or the vulnerable population, whether the people around them in the community have it or not. So that's why herd immunity can never happen. Then the virus keeps changing. And something nobody wants to say is we're given a vaccine of a three-year-old virus. That COVID virus was in the Wuhan lab in summer of 2019, We created a vaccine to that virus. That's nice. I'm glad we did. But don't you think the virus has changed a little bit? We need yearly flu shots. We need yearly COVID shots. So, you know, when I hear we wasted millions of shots that we spent money on that could have helped, and again, I believe that the vaccine can help save lives, which is why I was against the mandate. Whoever doesn't want the vaccine, don't force it. They don't want it, donate it. Who wants it? They can have it. Some of the vaccines expired on the shelves. Others went out when the power went out, so the freezers broke. Others had to toss it at the end of the day because it was an open vial. Remember one hospital got in trouble because they vaccinated some people who weren't in line to be vaccinated? If they had open bottles and they're like, we're about to throw it out, give it to whoever. Wasn't the whole purpose trying to get as many people vaccinated? There were people camping out in parking lots saying, I want the vaccine. I know it's not my turn, but if you have extra. And yeah, if there was an open bottle and there was extra. So we were dealing with a vaccine that had to be kept, you know, frozen, then had to be thawed, had to be prepared properly, had to be given in a certain amount of time, and they had to do it on demand, and it was a zoo. I commend the pharmacies, both the Trump and Biden administration, for the rollout and doing what they were able to do in so short a time. But they went too far with the mandates, and those millions of doses could have gone somewhere else. Many of these doses are expired because nobody wants them. So many people are like, nah, I'm not going to get my booster. So how much longer are these pharmacies going to hold these vaccines? And sometimes somebody changes their mind. Like, ah, I think I want to get a booster. Now we have a new wave. And pharmacies like CVS and Rite Aid, according to NBC News, said the priority has been offering the vaccine on demand. CVS wasted, they say, 11.8 million doses. I hate using the term wasted, but had to give up. 13% of the 89.9 million it received. You know, and they said if we have to open a multi-dose vial at the end of the day for a single walk-in, those vials have a very limited shelf life and unfortunately means unused vaccine will be disposed of. Walgreens wasted 8.3 million doses or 10.5%. The company pointed to no-show appointments, cancellations, and open vials expiring as reasons for the waste. So, you know, I know it was our first time, but I think there's a lot we could learn from the rollout. 1-877-DOCTOR.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.